Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Michelle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
Hey.
Speaking of it.
Right. I have a couple of once-in-a-lifetime experiences, but I think my favorite was when I was in Italy and I went to the Ferrari Museum and I drove a Ferrari and I did 220 kilometers an hour.
Which is
nice.
What?
180?
Yeah, you're almost pushing 200 miles per hour.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah, fast. Super fast.
I'm assuming they wanted you to do that.
Somebody, oh, yeah. They push you to do it. They're like, go faster, faster. They kind of antagonize you to take corners fast. And
I was going to ask, is it a bank track?
No.
It's flat.
It's open roads, other cars.
Wow.
Other
Jesus.
Cars
okay.
So this is just like a test drive on the road system then?
Yeah, you pay, I think it was like 130 euros for 15 minutes.
Dude, I would do that in a heartbeat.
You have to have somebody with you, but you get to choose the Ferrari that you want to drive.
What did you pick?
You pick the person you want to kill.
Yeah. Which model of Ferrari did you pick?
Well, it wasn't the one I wanted because the one I wanted to ride in was a two-seater, and my uncle wanted to go, so we had to pick the four-seater. So,
a four-seater Ferrari? I don't want the family version of a Ferrari.
It was still fast. It was still like the most exhilarating experience I've ever had in my life. It was great. And the co-pilot guy told me that I drive better than most men that he had rode with. I don't know if that was an insult or not.
Listen, don't believe anything an Italian male tells you.
Says to a woman.
All right, he's trying to hit on you.
We're going
to
cut out the middleman. What he wanted to say is, I would let you get in your pants.
Yeah.
But either way, he just says it with a compliment.
Scusi.
I don't know a lot of Italian, but I know that. So what are some of your other once-in-a-lifetime experiences?
I swam with whale sharks off of the coast of Mexico.
Wow.
All right.
Now, did you know they were out there, or were you out there swimming and they show up?
No, I actually chartered a boat to go out there and swim with them.
All right, let me ask you this. So I know what I have been told, which is that they are docile, but they're also monstrous. So when you jump in the water
they're massive.
In spite of everyone telling you, hey, man, look, they're about as chill as an animal can possibly be, do you still poop yourself a little when you are literally side by side with this thing?
No, I didn't. My ex-husband, he was a little intimidated, but the shark was the size of our boat, so it was pretty massive. It was definitely a once-in-a-lifetime thing to swim right next to this humongous animal in the sea that was going to do nothing to you.
Did you try to touch it?
They don't care about you.
You trying to touch it?
I did touch it. I wasn't supposed to. I got in trouble.
I know. That's what I was asking.
What does it feel like when you touch a whale shark?
It just kind of feels like touching a fish.
Yeah, they're huge. Okay. I've been within about 30 feet of one.
I have not.
It was kind of weird. Say probably same place. Yucatan?
Right off the Yucatan Peninsula.
Were you by Holbox?
Yeah.
By Holbox?
I don't know exactly, but I just know it took us about an hour by a boat to get out there.
Yeah, that's where they are.
All right, that's pretty cool, man. Goddamn. Whale sharks and Ferraris.
Good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
I got to drive a couple cool cars when I was working at the auction down there on the lot.
Were you supposed to?
Sure.
Okay.
To a degree.
what do you mean?
Yeah. So here's the thing. I started as a lot driver. I turned into a kind of the photographer, so I would take pictures of the cars to get put them online so they can get sold. And then later on, I became a detailer, and so I drove every car that rolled through there that was in my lane there. The first cool one that I remember is I got to drive a Cadillac limo.
Oh,
all
right.
It was the craziest damn thing. It was like on sale day. One, the turn radius. They actually limit the turn radius of that thing, so it's only about like a quarter turn that you can make. And then it maxes
that's
out.
It.
Huh.
So it was still cool. You know, you're still just driving a Cadillac, but at the same time, it's like, I'm in a limo. This is cool. And then I got to sit in. Did not get to drive this one because they only allow the higher-ups for this one. Got to sit in a Rolls-Royce Phantom.
Oh.
That was
the I've been in one of those once.
That was the most amazing experience, dude.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's...
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But as I always tell my story, my buddy's father-in-law picked me up from the airport. He had a Rolls-Royce Phantom, right? I mean, it is to describe it as nice is not doing it justice.
No.
Right.
That guy also did 3 years at a federal penitentiary.
There was a handful of really, really nice cars. It was like, yeah, that was a drug dealer. That was a drug seizure.
Does this idiot bought one, and the only other person in the D.C. area, the entire D.C. area that had one, was Clinton Portis, who played for the Commanders.
Right.
So, obviously, when you buy a vehicle like that, it gets the government's attention.
Yes.
Does anyone that owns a Rolls-Royce drive a Rolls-Royce?
Yes.
He drove his own?
He drove it all. Yeah, he loved it.
Wow. I'm just, like, everyone I've ever heard of that has a Rolls-Royce, like, I've never been behind the wheel. I just sit in the back.
All right, I will say this. That another person in that family, well, Jerry, right? Jerry Seafood, right? Pretty famous. So, Jerry had done well over the years, and he had a Bentley. But it wasn't, like, the big one. It was, like, a smaller one. Anyhow, this party at Bernie's, they're all there. Jerry's been known to have a couple cocktails. We got to go get more something. And he's like, Teddy, you drive. And then, I don't know, because he had a couple or whatever, we get out on these roads, and he's like, no, open her up. Go crazy. And I was like, all right. I mean, I got it up pretty good, like 115. But even I was like,
no.
Right, and this is drive cruising around Bowie.
Right.
And I was like, I'm going to crash this
thing. We're in trouble, man.
We are.
Yeah. Right? And he's like, he's just in the back seat. Put it to the floor.
Guy nice. went to a high school with when we were in college. He had somehow acquired a hearse.
Okay.
All right. But you don't realize the gas mileage is terrible. Gas was not expensive at the time. But I can't remember who we went to see. Like Steve Miller in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It was one of those bands. I can't remember. Yes. I don't know who the hell it was. But either way, there was like five people piled in the back of the hearse.
Oh, you got room.
And I just remember like people were just like, we were waving to people. When we were, you know, just passing the cars and stuff, and they pass us. Because the window's pretty big.
Yeah.
They have curtains, but you can open the curtains.
Right.
So we're back there drinking. But I mean, like, you know, like, we would like, freak people out, like, pop up.
Right.
Wave.
Surprise.
And lay back down.
God, that would freak me out.
It was just like, it was so stupid. We just thought we were, it was a blast.
Did you surprise anybody to freak out like, wow, like,
I'm alive?
They grab my throat and lay back down. Kids in the back of the car just looking like, oh my God.
Someone dresses up like a demon.
Jesus.
Good, that's not once in a lifetime. There's a very good chance you'll ride in a hearse again.
I will ride in a hearse again. I'm just saying, like, I will never forget that because I was like, I have ridden in a hearse.
Wait, do you have to get a hearse? I mean, could you, in theory, right? Well, I got a coffin. Can I put it in the back of my buddy's limo? Pickup truck. Like, would that be illegal? Is it illegal? I got a pickup truck. I say, hey, man, my buddy owns a hearse, but I don't know. They got a flat tire, but they need to be at a...
But they're generally like 6 foot or 6 foot
long.
Length.
That's why. Right.
So I don't know that it would fit in your truck.
I got a Ram 350.
Yeah. You can sit up.
I bungee the back of it.
You can sit up. It's not comfortable, but you can sit up in the back of them.
Yeah.
Like, could you rent a U-Haul?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I need to get this body from here to there. To. The hearse is broken down. It's a small town.
Right.
Right. So my buddy's got a big truck.
Because if you want to have like a Viking funeral,
look,
like
you said, small town though, there's got to be some small town where they've just driven a coffin through a town.
Here is the thing that none of us could wrap our head around. In the very back, all right, this was stock. This is the back of the hearse. In the very back, in the back corners, what's back there? Two speakers on each side.
Like for
now,
who?
Now this is at least 10 feet away from the driver.
Yeah, okay? Only plays Amazing Grace.
At least 10 feet away from the driver, like. What's this dead guy listening to back here? Like, no, turn to jail, man. I hate country.
Right? You think you just jam back there?
Like, why are there speakers back here?
I'm willing to bet we have a listener that owns a hearse that just drives. Not for work.
Trust me, this guy was that goth guy. I mean, back in the day. Good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.